Track 21.
Hello everyone, I'm Jessie Sanders and you're listening to Radio Manchester. Welcome to this week's programme. It's your turn. Today we want to discuss child poverty in the UK. I'm pleased to welcome Mary Wintour from the City Council to the programme. Mary, what exactly does it mean to be poor in the UK?
Well, it's not so easy to answer that question. The current definition of relative poverty is when someone's income is 60% lower than the average household income in the UK. But please let me add that being poor is not only about money. Of course, everyone here in the UK must have access to basic necessities, such as running water, food and clothing, as well as a telephone and heating. However, I am of the opinion that we need to add some other indicators to measure poverty, especially when we talk about child poverty.
What other factors do you have in mind?
I believe that we should also think about the possibility of letting children participate in cultural activities, such as visits to the zoo or museums. These are so-called non-material resources, which help children to fully integrate into society. We shouldn't forget that these activities are real-life chances for children to improve their living conditions. They also keep children from poor families from becoming socially isolated.
So what causes child poverty here in the UK?
Basically, child poverty is often due to the fact that one or both parents are unemployed. However, poverty may also arise from parents having low-paid jobs. Families that live off state benefits or have high childcare costs can find themselves sliding into poverty. Further causes of child poverty are family breakdowns and alcohol and drug-addicted parents.
What consequences do poor children have to face?
Unfortunately, children from poor families are less likely to do well at school. Very often they have to take on additional responsibilities in the home. For example, they have to babysit younger siblings and so have less time to socialise or learn for school. These children are also almost three times as likely to suffer from mental health problems when they grow up. In addition, poor children are more likely to be unemployed or have unskilled jobs later. So they will probably be poorly paid in later life. It's a vicious circle that they can't escape so easily.
But there must be something that the government can do to end child poverty in the UK.
Of course, there are several measures that the government must take. First, they must lift children out of poverty by helping parents to find work and by increasing the minimum wage. Second, the government must improve access to education services and so reduce the risk of poor children becoming poor adults.
Mary, what do you think?